Here's the big story. I've been working on this for a while now, and I know this for certain. Fox News is going to be doing a national story on this issue.
But we're going to stay in the race. Yes.
Not that story. Not that story. Here in the city of Phoenix, and I've said this myself on the air, as is everyone else, I think, on the air here, has repeated this, that we are the kidnapping capital of America, second only to Mexico City in the entire world. I've been saying this a lot because that's what we've been told from Phoenix police, that the mayor went and he testified before Congress on this issue and was spouting off numbers in the hundreds a year, you know, which would equate to, you know, 300-400 a year. And now here's the story. Apparently, those numbers have been inflated. And I'm going to give you a little bit of the background as it's been told to me. And incidentally, joining me at 420 is going to be State Senator Russell Pierce, because he's been asked to intervene to a certain extent to look into this. Senator Pierce is going to tell you who he's asked to look into this. But here's what's happened. There was a police officer, and I'm not going to name him or any of the other people in this yet. But I've got the memos. We're going to try to redact all the names and put it up online so you can read this stuff. This sergeant with Phoenix Police was said to his colleagues, the numbers we're getting from the computer, a computer that generates stats based on report numbers, and whenever they take a report, I think it's like a 491 is a kidnapping, and a 491A is a kidnapping that's like with other motivating factors, whether it's like a guy that kidnaps his girlfriend or someone that takes their own kids or, you know, a custodial interference thing. There's a couple of different codes, but they're all put in as kidnapping. So somebody calls the police and says, I just saw a couple of guys grab a guy and drag him into an alley. So the police show up. There's nobody there. There's nobody fighting. There's nothing going on in the alley. They write it up as a possible 491 or whatever the code is. And it gets put into the computer. So at the end of the year, this number of like 375 or whatever it is comes spitting out of the computer. And all of a sudden, we're the kidnapping capital of America. So those numbers get trotted out as being horrendous. Well, this officer, sergeant, said, you know, those numbers aren't correct. They're not valid. That's not the kind of numbers we're looking for, because the numbers we really want to see are actual kidnappings. Let's take a look at what the issues are when these are legitimate. Somebody gets kidnapped. Let's see what these numbers, especially when it comes to the crimes of illegal immigration and how that plays into this. Let's look into how this really works. So this sergeant is talking to a lieutenant who looking at the paperwork says, yeah, these numbers are flawed. Not maybe intentionally flawed, but as they're spit out of the computer, they are flawed. Let's get an accurate number. Now, sometimes cops will split reports. They'll write two reports on something so that they can keep track of data. You know, they put the data into the computer because of report number, and it spits out the numbers of crimes tied to that report. So they're trying to do this for reporting purposes only, statistical numbers. And they knew this initial report, which I read, was from August of 2009, in which he said, the numbers you have on kidnapping are flawed. Let's get an accurate look at what's going on here. Well, this sergeant has been unceremoniously dumped from his job. I mean, kicked out of his office. Went from being in charge of a unit, been on 20-some years, I believe, with Phoenix PD, and moved to working overnights, weekends, on patrol. In other words, some people didn't want him making waves. Well, in this latest report, of course, and this is what I'm being told, people at the city of Phoenix now are very, very angry because the mayor went and testified before Congress. And so you ask yourself, what would be the motivating factors for this? What would make somebody want to talk about their city in a very negative way? Well, in this latest one from this police officer, dated the 13th of this month, he said he has three scenarios that seem to make sense in covering up malfeasance against this lieutenant. Falsely inflating kidnapping stats to unlawfully obtain millions of dollars in federal stimulus money. City of Phoenix, $5 million, I think it was, that they got in stimulus money. That's just one of the areas. Possibly this lieutenant looking to, you know, create a, you know, there's a department called HIKE that's for kidnapping only. Kidnapping enforcement in Phoenix. Got 300 and some kidnappings a year. You need a kidnapping unit. If you don't, if you've got 5 or 10, nah, probably not. But they also, they're looking into all of this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Senator Russell Pierce join us in just a few moments. And I'm going to ask Senator Pierce about his involvement in this and what he thinks is going on, who he's asked to investigate this. And again, the rumor going around is not an accurate rumor. So we're going to get to Senator Pierce here in just a few moments. Going to give you a chance to weigh in this afternoon. 602-260-KFYI is the phone number. Don't go away.
Sean Hannity, tomorrow afternoon at 106. Mike Broomhead now on News Talk 550 KFYI.
KFYI.com.
Thanks for joining me. Happy Monday afternoon. 602-260-KFYI is the phone number. Joining me on our newsmaker line, Senator Russell Pierce. Senator Pierce, thanks for joining me again.
Thank you. Thanks now,
I just want to get some clarity from you because I know that you have been asked to look into this or have someone look into this issue with the numbers of kidnappings that were been reported by the city of Phoenix, and there's a specific sergeant that is bringing charges of malfeasance on part of Phoenix PD. Tell us why you've gotten involved and who you're asking to get involved further.
Well, you know, I appreciate their trust. So they approached me, and it's a shame that they had to approach me. They approached me because they were fearful of city retaliation for an officer coming forth with information on potential wrongdoing. And from my experience, Mike, I can tell you, I believe that they should be fearful. You know, during the testimony at the Capitol in 1070, I can remember officers coming to me in support of 1070 and told me they would not testify because of fear. I remember Mark Spencer, the head of plea, testifying in civilian clothes because of express threats by police management that if he wore anything that looked like a part of an official uniform, there would be potential retaliation. I don't remember exactly how it was said. And all they were asking to do is the right to enforce existing law, remove the political handcuffs, let them make those decisions on the street rather than to tell them when and where they could ask. And you know and I know, when government fails to protect its employees from retaliation or harm for bringing forth malfeasance or concerns about corruption, you destroy the ability of good people bringing forth information that is critical. The cornerstone of success, the cornerstone is public compliance, is support, is trust. And when you destroy that, you destroy more. And again, you can't lie for personal gain, and that's what appears from the information gotten this. It works against justice. When political agendas take priority over people, you get poor decisions. Again, when it's profits over patriotism, profits over justice, when you're worried about the cash over justice, you get corruption. And again, not making allegations at this point, I can tell you just enough information that certainly causes great concern to me. I intend to have a independent agency that has no game in this, has no bone in the fight, if you will, to look at this in an objective manner and to do an honest investigation.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You were talking about this sergeant that brought forth these numbers. And initially when he did it, it wasn't a big deal. He just said, these are wrong. Let's get the computer to spit out accurate numbers. But as this has moved forward, he went to the Integrity Committee or the Integrity Commission, whatever they're called, in the city of Phoenix and asked for whistleblower protection, which is part of the city charter. And not only did they tell him they weren't going to give him, that he didn't qualify for whistleblower protection, they sent a memo to the city of Phoenix and said, hey, one of your officers is blowing a whistle. So they not only did they not protect him, they ratted him out to the people he was blowing the whistle on.
Well, and I won't get in detail on another piece of information that really concerned me a while back when I asked for through the public records request for information on another investigation where something similar took place. And of course, I didn't get that information until a long time afterwards. But the point is, the officer who brought that information forward, the allegation, all those that were alleged to have been involved in at least misconduct, and let's be gentle here with the terms, I guess, but at this point, nothing happened, and yet he was transferred to a midnight shift. And again, never could I imagine police management opposing the guys in uniform, the gals, from doing their job and protecting everybody. This is all about cash from what I read. And again, this ought to concern everybody. This is pretty sad. I mean, these guys, they've never asked for a pay raise. They've never asked for any additional monetary gain in doing their job. They simply ask to do their job. And they don't care about numbers other than they want to be accurate. And we all need them to be
right.
For a lot of reasons. This, you know, if we're fudging on numbers, and if we're fudging for money, then it is corruption. It's bad.
Yeah, and that's
and you and I would be prosecuted for it. And, you know, and so I certainly want justice here.
Well, and it's and part of the report that I have, he said, as stated in my previous memorandum, the Phoenix Police Department investigates over 300 kidnappings a year. In reality, the Hike Squad investigates 20 to 30 traditional kidnappings each year, not 350 as reported. So when you talk about fudging numbers, you know, the computer numbers are spitting them out, and they go, and then the mayor's given those numbers, and the mayor testifies before Congress. And what do you know? The city of Phoenix is getting $5 million or so in money to fight the kidnappings in Phoenix. So
and
this
is about and when it, almost any time you want to find corruption, you follow the money. It's pretty sad.
Well, isn't the question this though? What if there really isn't that kind of a problem? What did they use the money for? Where did the money go?
Yeah. Well, and several things. One is this Hike Squad is federally funded to go after this, and so when you start worrying about your numbers falling, and let me add something and try to be careful. I don't want to politicize this issue. It's too important to politicize. But I can tell you that, and I heard this from another officer outside of this issue here, from another officer, that they were very worried about these funds going away because certain crimes involving the illegal alien community were falling dramatically. And they were worried about these numbers falling because it affected their federal grants. And this was a direct result, according to this officer, from the aggressive enforcement of the sheriff and the county attorney, Andy Thomas, in doing their job. And they were concerned, and again, this all needs to be found out, but they were concerned, you know, about their enforcement activities reflecting success and hurting their numbers on these federal grants. So they're really kind of a mess here that needs to be looked at. And that's the bottom line now. This deserves an honest look. And let the facts fall where the facts fall, but somebody independent that will do an honest job, look at these allegations. In the meantime, these officers that come forward must be protected.
Absolutely,
you
know, and that's,
I mean,
that's the
destroy,
thing.
When you threaten those that come forward with the information, you know, nobody's going to come forward, and corruption then abounds. They must be protected at all costs, and that's one of the things I think why they contact me. They know that I'll fall on my sword to protect people coming forward with information, you know, that has to do with bad acts or corruption.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on and letting us know that, and I'm going to follow this story until it ends. I want to make sure that, you know, the story gets told accurately, and I'm hearing it straight from the officers like you are. So I appreciate you coming on and giving us some time today.
Mike, thank you very much. And like you, Mike, I am sunburnt so bad. Hurt my hair this morning. You know, that border.
Yeah, that's tough, isn't it?
Well, but it was below 100 degrees. It was 98 degrees down there, so it wasn't all bad.
But it was hot.
It was a little warm. It was warm.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Senator Pierce.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you. All right. Now, and here's the question. We'll answer this in a few moments as well. Why would a senator that wrote 1070 want to deflate numbers of kidnappings, because then it, you know, it looks like, well, you'd want those numbers as high as you could. And why would the police officers union want to get rid of $5 million in money that might possibly help save cops' jobs? The answer is they just want the truth told. Let's get accurate numbers. More on this in a few moments, and your chance to weigh in. Don't go away. We'll get into this in a moment. I want to clarify something about this report with the city of Phoenix. This may sound to you like it's not that big of a deal. This is a huge deal. We, along with other media outlets around the country, around the world for that matter, have been reporting that Phoenix is the number one kidnapping city in the entire country, second in the world to Mexico City. The numbers are flawed, and there have been officers inside the Phoenix Police Department that have been saying these numbers are flawed. Let's look at the accurate numbers when we're reporting to people. Well, the numbers went, and then what you're going to hear, and this is why I'm telling you this point, what you're going to hear from Mayor Phil Gordon's office when they finally speak on this, and they're eventually going to be forced to speak about this, is that they were given flawed numbers and it was embarrassing and heads are going to roll. The fact of the matter is, 1 year ago, is when this officer, this sergeant, started speaking out to his superiors and sent memos to the police departments and actually was asking for whistleblower protection, because by that time, the people above him, lieutenants and commanders and people inside the police department, had been reporting this number. Now, it's purely speculative as to why they would report inflated numbers as a police department. As a police department, you would think, we want lower numbers. We want to tell people we're doing our job. But when you're getting $5 million in stimulus money to help solve a problem that doesn't exist, it begs a couple of questions. Why would you ever fix the problem? And if there really was no problem, where did the money go? Where did the money go? Where did this $5 million go to? Now, if PLEA, Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, which is the police union in the city of Phoenix, and, you know, they want to keep officers on the street, why would they be complaining if this $5 million went in there? Why would they be concerned? And Russell Pierce, who wrote 1070, if the kidnapping numbers are 300 a year, of course we need an immigration law. Of course we need to do something about this. Here's the other side of this. If you remember a couple years back, Phoenix police had that policy 1.4.3 that was changed and how they dealt with illegals. And when Andrew Thomas, as county attorney, started to interpret the law of human smuggling, and Sheriff Joe was enforcing the law, and Andrew Thomas was prosecuting, and it went up to the Supreme Court, and Andrew Thomas won in his interpretation. Well, if we've still got 300 and some kidnappings a year, all of that stuff is just racism and harassment, like people say. But if it's working, and if 1.4.3 and the change that the officers wanted was reducing the numbers of crimes and kidnappings and violent crimes against illegals that were brought here by coyotes, well, then the policies that the left hates must be working. That's just another side to this argument. Where's the money? Why did they need it if there wasn't really 375 kidnappings? And why is everybody being so quiet? Because now I have the story, and I've got the memos, and I have the paperwork. And as soon as we can redact the names, we're going to let you have it. And from what I hear, William LaGenessa Fox News is going to be reporting this. William LaGenessa Fox News is going to be doing a big national story on this and wondering why upper management over there in the mayor's office is being so quiet about this. And from what I'm hearing, just from sources, the mayor is furious that he testified because of these numbers. He testified to these numbers before Congress. Mayor ain't happy. So there are some people that are very, very upset about this.